DJ Dubby Mobile.
DJ, this is KO4EEH, over.
KO4EEH, W4DJW, how's it going?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing today, over?
I'm doing good. This is my bi-monthly second trip out this month. Going out to get some KFC. Two times a month, that's my max.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I wish I was headed towards some KFC, but I'm working on the backup camera for my truck, so, and I cannot figure it out right now. Over.
I have. I rely on my backup cameras all the time now. My truck doesn't have one, and I miss it when I don't have it. I saw a license plate cover that has those things in them now. You don't even have to run wires. It runs Bluetooth. To your phone, on your dash. All kinds of innovative ideas out there.
Hey, this was a thing from Crutchfield. It's worked out, and all of a sudden it just quit working, and I've tore it all down, re-soldering all the connections and making sure everything's right, and so that's what I'm involved with today. Aren't you a net controller on the from Blue Ridge? Over.
Are you thinking about becoming one?
Presently, I'm right now studying for my general. I hope to take it this weekend, and so I'm not something I am going to try to aspire anytime soon, but it is a good thing to do, and it's a lot of, you guys do a really good job with that, over.
With the net controllers, yeah, I agree with you. They do a good job, and dependable, and it's good to have different people doing it with different personalities. Each one of them brings their own personality to the net. Makes it a lot more enjoyable that way. And I'm glad you enjoy it, too.
Too. I mean, I live over in Clemson, and I try to get the U-Car, and then I try to do Anderson, and I try to get you with you guys around 9 o'clock. And it's always fun listening to all the conversations and stuff like that when I have time. Over.
Did you say you're in Clemson? Because you've got a really good signal into the repeater.
In Clemson, I'm talking off my mobile in my truck. I was sitting here and I was taking a break and heard you holler and thought I'd get back at you and stuff. But your voice is real familiar being the net controller, and I've really enjoyed doing that. Over.
Well, that's cool. Do you live anywhere near where the, I think it's not there anymore, but where the Little John Coliseum used to be?
Actually, I live up close to Daniel High School, and I'm about 4 miles out of Clemson, and I have a central address, but I don't live anywhere close to Central. Over.
Can I ask, as I used to live, when my dad was going to college at Clemson, I lived on the campus in a prefab, where before the Little John Coliseum was there, they had a whole bunch of prefabs, and that's where the college students lived. And I lived there one time, then we moved up north, stayed up there for a while, and then moved back for a second time and lived in that same area again, just on a different street. That was the extent of my living in Clemson, but that's where my dad went to school, where I went to school. Went to elementary school there and then came back for college later. But anyway, like Clemson, like Clemson a lot. Haven't been over there in quite a while, but it's a good place.
We've really, I've been in South Carolina 42 years, I believe, and grew up in North Carolina, and so it's been a kind of an interesting thing. I've been homesteaded down here for a while, over.
In North Carolina?
A little town called Robbinsville. It's up in the mountains. It's about, if you've ever been to Bryson City, Cherokee area, it's about another 30 miles west toward the Tennessee line. You really can't get there from here, to be honest with you. Over.
I hear you. No, I don't know all those areas up in there. My wife did have to go visit my sister-in-law in the hospital up in Johnson City, Tennessee. Didn't know if it's anywhere near there, just trying to get the picture in my head. But, yeah, there's a lot of small towns up there. Hard to know them all, but I have heard the name before.
The motorcycle riders around here, if you're a motorcycle, that's where the Dragon is, and that's a big pull for people to go up there and ride the Dragon, and And last time I was up there, which is about 2 weeks ago, probably about 300 or 400 motorcycles in town trying to navigate themselves down the Dragon and back. Over.
I've got a Hayabusa in the garage that's been up and down there many times and had a Katana before the Hayabusa, and both of them have made many trips up and down there. Never went over the side. Scraped the pegs on many a time, so made sparks fly.
Through the Chirahala. Over.
Could have. I rode with a group of guys that used to do that all the time. I was like middle of the pack. I wasn't ever the leader. I wasn't the last one either. But we used to ride up there all the time doing that kind of thing. So I don't know the names of them. We used to ride up on the parkway too. And you got a whole pack of you doing that, and you go into a tunnel and you got sunglasses on, you're on a motorcycle, all you do is look at the taillight of the one in front of you and follow it. Because you don't see everything. Everything blacks out except for the taillight of the motorcycles in front of you.
And if you went, if you run the Dragon, you probably went by where my house is up there. So I bought my home place up there. So we go up there quite a bit since I'm retired, and so it works out okay. Over.
Well, that's good. That stays a lot cooler there than it does down here, doesn't it?
Statement. It's probably 10 degrees cooler up there. I mean, it does get hot, but not like it does down here. It's warm down here. I've been putting an irrigation system in, so I've been trying to catch out real early in the morning and quit around lunchtime, then go back in the late in the afternoons. And so life goes on. Over.
That's affirmative. I had to cut the grass and do the trimming and the weed eating and all that stuff today. When I came in, I looked at the temperature, 99 degrees. That was hot. Oh, man. But anyway, I've got to run through the KSC drive-thru here in just a minute, so I'll let you get back to work. Break's over. Enjoy the QSO. Take care. Look forward to hearing you on the air more.
W4DJW, this is KO4EEH. Good talking to you, and be clear on your final.
KO4EEH, W4DJW. I enjoyed it. Clear.
Parkway. Am I hitting the repeater?
Kevin won until he let go, and then you won. You are hitting the repeater.
I'm out of the Mount Pisgah Tunnel. This is KO4DZT up here on the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Kevin, I'll be at the window in a minute and won't be able to talk. W4DJW.
First, I had to step in there and tell you I had a picture of you riding a crotch rocket. I had that picture popped up there like a TV screen when you said that. But yeah, you up on the parkway? What part of the parkway you on?
I think he said he was on the Pisgah Tunnel, Blue Ridge Parkway, Mount Pisgah Tunnel, W4NDK.
I thought that's what he said up around the Biscay National Forest up in there somewhere. We was up there about... We was up there about 4 or 5 months ago looking around up in there and passed by the parkway up on top of the hill up there.
There today near Mount Mitchell. We were camping. We just got back.
On near Mount Mitchell. Well, you must have some really good coverage from Mount Mitchell up there. That's a pretty good tower up there.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have any trouble hitting the tower. I mean, a little scratchy because I was down and basically... I guess what they call the holler in Black Mountain Campground, and it's way down. I guess it's a good 30 minutes.
This is KO4DZT requesting to do a EchoLink test up here on the parkway.
EchoLink on the parkway. Well, roger that. Well, you coming in pretty good over here in Mountain Inn, and you getting in the repeater pretty good.
That's the Zulu Tango.
Or UBG. I didn't quite catch the call sign there. I was talking to the wife. I'm making the repeater.
Just fine. I think he's just trying to hit EchoLink.
Well, I was fixing to say, I was barreling down at the repeater, so I don't know if I was hitting it or not there. I went back to him a couple of times. He never came back to me, so he might be in a bad spot up there somewhere.
You sounded pretty good coming in there. I got a little scratch because I'm in Charlotte. But that's on my side getting through. I think there's some weather between me and you.
You got a little bit of noise in the background, but you're readable. I got a good copy on you. Yeah, it's about 94, 95 degrees over here in Fountain Inn, South Carolina there. I'm probably about an hour and 45 minutes from Charlotte.
That's quite hot. It was about 72 degrees this morning at Mount Mitchell at Black Mountain Campground. It got down in the 60s last night up there. I didn't want to leave, but got to get back.
Boys did stay around about the 60s to about the 80s, and, you know, I could live with that. But hot as it is out there right now, I cut some grass yesterday. It's probably looking brown right now. Yeah, it's looking a little bit brown out there. Because it pulls the moisture up in it. When the sun comes out, it just about kills it.
I hate that. My grass is not going to be around very much longer, I have a feeling.
Well, I did that last year. I cut my grass last year, and it come a really good bacon like it did right now. My whole yard turned brown. It stayed that way for almost a month. And finally, a little bit of rain come and hit the ground, and it started growing again, started turning green again, and I had grass all the way through December then, but these hot days, grass don't like being cut, you know, and especially with them big mowers, you know, like the zero turn. I got one of the zero turn walk behinds. It's made by Bush Hog, something like that. I can't remember what it is, but it's a green one. It's got the little set of wheels on the back that you ride on. Every time I cut the grass with that thing, man, it pulls the sap up in the grass and it'll die. It'll bake the whole top of the grass. Look like you put it in a microwave.
If I don't watch out for how my grass is, I'm taking care of it when it gets hot like this. But I'm gonna run. I'm gonna hop in the. I had to take a shower all weekend except for swimming in the South Toe River up there in a little waterfall called Set Rock Falls, which was great. I was going to do that again this morning, but my kids wanted to come on and get on back home, so we did that. What's your name? I didn't catch that. My name is Nate, and my call sign is W4NDK.
Nate, and your call sign was W4NGK. My call sign is Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. Name here is Kevin.
Nice to meet you, KN4UBG. This is W4NDK, Whiskey 4 November Delta Kilo. I want to be clear on your final. Here, take care of a couple of things after unpacking from campus. Good to meet you.
Here, well, you be good up around Charlotte there, and have a good one, and we'll say 73s to you, and have a good rest of the day, and I'm fixing to jump out of here myself. I got to go do a few things myself, trying to let it cool off a little bit, but don't seem like it's going to happen until later on this afternoon, so I got to make a run and go get some lawnmower blades. I hit a stump yesterday and worked one side of my blade on the right side, so I got to go get some of those. But we'll say 73s to you and 73s to Dave out that way, and we'll catch y'all a little later on. Check back in the net with us later on tonight at 9 o'clock. KN4UBG, I'll be clear, 73s.
KN4TGW.
Hey there, KN4TGW. This is, Jimmy Nate. W4NDK.
I'm out here in Mars Hill, fixing to run into Walmart or Weaverville. But, yeah, you should have said something. I've been to South Toe Campground a bunch. But I'll let you go. We'll talk to you after a while. KN4TZW, I'll be clear.
Red T, monitoring up here on the Blue Ridge Parkway next to Frying Pan Tower.
For UXF Mobile Home Monitoring.
It's KN4DZT. How copy down there?
But I'll come back to you. KN4GZT coming in 5-9 from the Parkway. How much power are you sending out?
About to duck into Frying Pan Tunnel here, about to lose you.
was up at South Toe River camping near Mount Mitchell this weekend, or those other part of the mountains. I guess you're up near Mount Pisgah. Y'all have fun up there. W4 at NDK, I'll be clear.
This is KO4DZT. I'll be just up here monitoring, kind of flipping through the repeaters as I cruise back on towards the house. Went Interstate Way to Asheville, and we're coming back to Parkway. We live up here in Balsam Grove, North Carolina. Just trying to stay away from the weather today. Over.
It's 71 degrees where we were up near the South Toe River, near Mount Mitchell, and 95 here in Charlotte, so getting kind of shocked right now by the heat. I'll be clear. Have fun up there in the Parkway, KM4GZT, W4NDK, clear.
Play around with the echo link on this repeater while I can still hit it. This is KO4DZT. Anybody else want to use the repeater before I give echo link another shot here? T, going to dial up the echo link test station, make sure everything's working right.
With the echo link test server. This server records your transmissions and plays them back to help you adjust your transmitted and received audio. Please feel free to connect as often as you like.
Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Tango, just trying out the old echo link here. Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Tango, just trying out the old echo link here. Echo Lincoln. I'll be clear.